The Dub D Dub Review podcast is sponsored by The Magic for Less Travel. Book your next Disney or Universal Orlando vacation with The Magic for Less Travel. They are an authorized Disney vacation planner and a Universal Orlando specialist. Their complimentary Magic Plus concierge service is designed around you and your needs. The agents at The Magic for Less Travel have years of first-hand experience and will work with you to plan a vacation that meets your needs. Their first-hand knowledge, tips, and expertise will save you time and money and help you travel like a VIP. They also offer guests who book special promotions with all qualified Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and Adventures by Disney packages. Right now, there's a Walt Disney World summer savings. You can save up to 25% of rooms at select Walt Disney World resorts for stays most nights May 28th through August 31st, 2017. This offer must be booked by July 14th. For more information, see themagicforless.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the WDW Review Podcast. I am your host for this evening, Pete Ponacorvo, and with me is a long-lost friend from way back in the day, new mom, Laura Fitzpatrick. Laura, welcome back.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be back. I'm so excited for this show.
And also joining us, as usual, Mr. Chris Malik.
I want to quantify that by saying new mom and excited for this show as well, too, Pete. Just so you know.
That's creepy and...
That's not how it works.
Awkward, but whatever.
All right.
Hey, we'll roll with it. So, Chris, I know you just got back before we get into anything else tonight. We're not going to go through an entire trip report just tonight, but I do want to throw you towards the bus. And I want three words that describe your recent trip.
Wow. Three words to describe my recent trip. Okay. And I'm going to describe it as such. Construction.
Uh-oh.
Every freaking where. Freaking where.
Oh, no.
That's one word, Pete, just so you know.
Hyphenated, right?
Hyphenated. Everywhere. I can't stress that enough. At every resort you can go to, there's construction.
Well, but, I was not concerned, but when you posted the picture of Wilderness Lodge, I was wondering about that, because I know they say they're finishing up with construction, but what do you think about that? Are they finishing up?
Yes, they are finishing up. And
okay.
I'm not pessimistic and I'm not negative, because at our most recent trip to Disney Springs, the parking garages there, which were once a blight and which were once the most hated thing, are fantastic. And the landscaping around them are fantastic. And the way the springs turned out is fantastic. So I believe the final product is going to be really good all around. But as of right now, when you drive in, lacking on the magical, but...
driving into Walt Disney World?
Anywhere you want to drive.
Oh.
In any direction. There is official Bob the Builder construction sites at every direction.
Oh, no.
Yes. But, like I said, when we used to drive past the Disney Springs 3-4 years ago, we used to kind of shade our eyes and say, this is just terrible. It's really good. So I have faith.
No, it actually looks nice, I think.
It turned out great. So I have faith. But if you're going down, let's say, June, July, expecting the magical drive-in underneath those beautiful arches, prepare yourself. That's all I can tell you. So it is a little different.
The reason I ask about Wilderness Lodge is I have a client staying there next month, and she's a little concerned, but I told her it should be fine.
Well,
so...
Here's the concern for Wilderness Lodge is the Roaring Forks, which is like the quick service, it no longer exists. They've combined the quick service into Geyser Point, into a section of the Geyser Point. So let's just say you were staying in the third floor of the DVC Villas, and you had cups, which we didn't get. And you wanted to walk down for your cup of coffee. You took the elevator down, walked through the tunnel, through the lobby, out by the pool, across to Geyser Point, to the back of Geyser Point, for your cup of coffee. So
over the river and through the woods.
I was exhausted. Yeah. I got 10,000 steps on my Fitbit just by getting coffee. No, I didn't actually get a drink cup, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because it was an inconvenience, to say the least.
Yeah, and that's a permanent decision, isn't it?
No. I think it's coming back. I think right now there's an overall renovation going to happen with the quick service. But, like I said, in every direction you look, there is construction. So what they've done right. So I know it'll be right at the end. It just is very painful right now. So, now, that's the negative part. Here's the cool part about vacation, Pete. How many words did you give me? 300?
Three. We've used 203 so far, but I gave you three.
I borrowed against my future allotment.
Laurie, you realize we will never lose to Chris in the three words game now, because he's so far in debt on three words, he'll never be allowed to give a response.
Welcome to the 3,000 word game, kids.
Yeah.
My kids behaved incredibly well. They got along just great. And, you know, when you walk through Epcot, which we haven't done for a couple years, I'm such a big dork. I love hearing the music. You know, as you're walking through anywhere you want to walk, through the Imagination Pavilion, through Journey to Imagination, through the land, through anywhere, and you hear the music you listen to as you drive to work, or the music you listen to at work, that was like one of the highlights. It's like, I kept on like pointing to like the speakers and like pointing to my wife, and she was like, "Are you serious? You listen to that every day, but when you actually hear it at its source, there's
it's
something
different when you're there,
right? It's so special." So I know it makes me sound incredibly odd, but you know, that's called a professional segue, Pete, right there. In case you didn't know,
I thought a segue was that thing that you stand on with the big wheels and you lean forward and you move like. You roll around.
Like Paul Blart, right?
Yeah. Isn't that a segue?
Yes. Yes, there's two.
Okay.
Let's dive into our show today, and let's talk about some of that background music. Because, to be honest with you, ever since we put this post out in early May, like, our response has been really good. So it seems to have hit a nerve, and it seems to really play upon the passion of people for what they really think about, you know, with Walt Disney World at their heart, of what really tugs their strings. We talk about food, and we elicit some response. And we talk about rides and attractions, and it elicits response. We talk about background music and loops. And, whoa, mama, you know, it went nuts, didn't it, big guy? It went crazy. So I figure let's talk about this. We got a bunch of responses, and I want to get your favorites as well, too. So allow me to poorly read what my post was, if you guys don't mind, and then we'll go right from there. Is that okay?
Sure.
So on May the 8th, I just put up a blurb as the mediocre writer that I am, that I have a confession to make. I am a Walt Disney World, Disneyland musical background loop addict, and my supplier is YouTube. My podcast co-hosts and really good friends, I added that part, Peter Ponacorvo and Laura Fitzpatrick, have the same addiction. We are guilty of jamming out to the Innovations background loop and Soarin' loop while at work or in the car, or in Peter's case, in the ambulance. We want to know, what were some of your favorite Disney background loops? And give us some ideas so we know which ones we're missing out on. We'd love to use your ideas in a show, so go crazy and list your favorites. And we got a bunch of great responses. So let's talk about the ones first on the WW Review page. And by the way, Pete, Laura, I didn't even promote this on Twitter. So if you think we're going to have any Twitter responses, we don't. That'll be the next show, because that probably would have doubled the length of time we're going to spend. So let's just talk about the ones we have on Facebook, if you guys don't mind.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I was so excited for the show, first off, because I feel like this is the epitome of being a Walt Disney World nerd. It's listening to background loops at work in the car. So I'm glad I'm not alone.
Alone? Alone? Are you kidding me?
This, I know.
This erupted, so.
Well, my husband makes fun of me all the time. You know, why do you listen to that? It's not even real music. I'm like, wait a minute. Holy, it's real music.
Holy, yeah. What the?
We're working on them. But before I mention some of the posts, a couple years ago when I saw Marty Sklar at the 30th anniversary of Epcot, he talked about how much time and effort went into creating music for each pavilion. And I just think it's important to mention that, you know, we love these loops and, you know, the Imagineers and everybody put, you know, deep thought into all these loops. So it's cool that all the Disney nerds love them so much. But anyway,
hang on. Before we start, I also want to announce right now, we're just going to drop this one in there. I am personally going to create a prize pack. We are going to play two background loops during the recording of this. So the first listener that can correctly report what these two background loops are will win a prize pack. Now, it's not going to be fabulous riches, but I promise you'll be happy once you receive it. So again, the two background loops you're going to hear during the show today, and I'm not telling you when one's going to cut out and when one's going to cut in, the first person to respond back to us on our Facebook page, there's a prize pack coming in your direction.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I, before you start, though, Laura, I have to say this. After finding out what Charles said about the music, I can no longer endorse your marriage, and I'm sorry, but this is going to have to end.
Pete, I was thinking the same thing. She doesn't need that kind of negativity in her life.
Exactly.
Well, in his defense, we're in the process of planning our... We moved our trip up because of free dining to September 30th through October 4th, but he has been very active in the planning process of picking restaurants and stuff. So he's getting excited for Disney. So he's most excited for Food and Wine. He's never been to Food and Wine, and I've talked it up so much.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're working on him.
But there are things that might be said in a conversation, Laura, that can never be taken back. I just want you to know that.
I know. Really? I know. We're working on
music. Come on now.
I know. We're working on it.
All right.
I will suspend my statement for the time being then.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Laura, Pete, you want to go first?
I think Laura should go first. She's been inactive with us for a while. I need some Laura time here.
Thanks. I'll start on the Dubs page of some of the responses we got, and this is from the post on May 19th, which is today for recording purposes. But Greg Nevis posted about the Interventions area loop, and that is one of my favorite loops. It's Epcot. I really like it. It's kind of short, though. It's only about 20 minutes long, but it's one of my favorites. What do you guys think of that one?
Can we agree, though? Epcot does have some of the best background loops in general. Oh,
that's most of my day is Epcot, for sure.
You know, I think we all agree, but you know what? I can go to any park, and I could find great music in any park, and I could spend one entire day, you know, just listening to background loops. So,
yeah, absolutely. But I would say 9 times out of 10, the first one I play is something from Epcot. Whether it's Illuminations,
or the pre-show of Illuminations,
or the pre-show, the show, and the post-show of Illuminations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Fountain View area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jordan Black, he said Soarin', the old version and the new version. Although I'm not sure how much the music changed.
Just little, very minute.
Yeah.
But a note about Soarin', and I know, Pete, maybe you posted on another post on the Dub page, but I recently discovered the 3-hour
music
loop.
Exactly. I use that all the time.
Yeah, I discovered it right before I went on maternity leave, and I would play that all day in the classroom, and it lasted forever. And it's just so calming, and, you know.
I found a 5-hour one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Up the search. That'll be most of my school day, so I should find that one. That's a great one.
Young Mr. Black can be found at Theme Park Brothers, too, so... Great suggestion, Jordan. Nicole Orr, responded back with the Fort Wilderness Loop, and you know what? I gotta be honest. She's caught me off guard there, because I don't believe I've ever listened to the Fort Wilderness background loop.
I should say I have not.
So I'm gonna have to check that out. Excellent.
Jonathan Johnson posted about the Main Street USA loop and the Jungle Cruise, and Main Street USA is on. I love that one. It's just so. I don't know. You just close your eyes and you picture yourself on Main Street. I love that one. And it's a pretty long one, too.
His Jungle Cruise loop is about 36 minutes. There's actually one there. There's like three or four different like 12-minute sections of it. And that is just awesome. You know, you get the wacky announcements in between.
Right.
Oh, so that's one of my favorites is the Jungle Cruise loop. Always makes me smile. You can't be like, you can't take your life too seriously when you listen to the Jungle Cruise loop. So... right? Peter, let's talk about Tamra, huh?
Tomorrowland from Tamra. I mean, that's... you can't go wrong with Tomorrowland. That's great. That.
Right? When I try to put background music to the show, I have Tomorrowland saved, but it's such a cool loop, and it's so active, and it's so, like, vibrant. It's very hard to dampen it and put it down low because it's such, like, you know, an active, fun beat to listen to. I have a hard time finding the right show to match it up with. I could match up the Living Seas with anything, but the Tomorrowland one, that's tough because it's such a good song.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I'm in the Magic Kingdom, I always end up in Tomorrowland, so that one just is extra special for me.
In Disneyland, they play the Tomorrowland loop, and it's literally on the track where Rocket Rods used to be and where, you know, the People Mover used to be. And I swear, the speakers are... like comically oversized, so when you walk through, there's no missing where it's coming from. It's booming over your head when you walk through there, but it fits. You know, it's as strange as it is, it actually does fit. So, let's talk about the next one. I got Lisa Yost. Shame on you, Lisa. Where do you listen? Oh my gosh! So you've got to go to YouTube. There's a bunch of great people that put background music. So I know a few of these, and I'm probably going to leave some out, so I do apologize. So, like, Super Hot Larry has background music.
Yes.
That's really good. Mr. Theme Park Audios has background music that's really good.
Terror Tower 2.
Yes.
I love that one.
He did that. He's the one that put together that three-hour Soarin' and exit loop.
Okay.
Pete and Laura, keep talking here. I'm going to go to my YouTube, and I'm going to find out who I've been listening to recently. I found somebody else that has just been killing it recently. So let me go and find out who this is.
Are you talking about Allison Leonard?
I know she has a compilation, and that's...
She's got a big playlist of them.
Disney Avenue has got some great music, and his name is Keith Main. And I know Keith actually lives in Celebration, but Disney Avenue has got some really good music.
They have a three-hour Polynesian loop over on Disney Avenue.
Here we are.
Okay.
Magical Soundtracks is another one I've been listening to recently, and he's got some great music. He's got a 2.5-hour Cars Land area loop, and it's not so much Disney music as it is Disney music intermixed with 50s music from a drive-in, and he completely captures the spirit of Cars Land. So there's another good one, so... just want to drop a few names.
Resort TV 1. They have a loop of the Resort TV Times Guide and everything.
Wow.
And they July have from like different times of the year. There's a July. There's a November. So they actually show like Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party times. Or if you find... I think there's another one from earlier in the fall where they talk about... Not So Scary.
Right after Lisa, Vicky Marie actually put down that she has them on in her classroom all the time. So let's talk to the teachers. So the teachers amongst us, there's one amongst us. Amy, I know, puts them on in her classroom too as well. So I know that at least Amy does this as well too. But how do you use it? Do you put it on with the kids taking tests or in general, or how do you use it, Laura?
Well, at first, I just would do it when they were, like, doing work time, like when they were working with partners or working on, you know, some kind of project. But mm-hmm. Recently, I just play him all day in the background. Okay. I feel like with the second graders, they may not notice that so much, but the ones that sit close to my desk do, and I think it calms them down a little bit, especially with the Zorin one, just because it's so calming. Mm-hmm. But when they are working on a project, one of my go-to ones is the Magic Kingdom entrance loop, because it's very upbeat and peppy, and they recognize a lot of the songs, because a lot of them are from, you know, like Disney movies and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started listening to them just in the background, so they're on all day. I think it's more so just for me to keep me calm during the day.
you hear that, parents? We're making your kids Disney fans, whether you like it.
Yeah, we're brainwashing your children.
Whether you like it or not, they're getting the music.
So. I actually turned it on in the doctor's office the other day. I was having a bad day. I'm like, look, I had it on at my desk and on my laptop, and I told the doctor and the other MA, I'm like, look, if you don't want me killing one of you guys today, I just need to have this on for a while.
I think that brings up a good point, because, you know, during my pregnancy, I wasn't feeling very well. So I think that's why I put them on to start, because it was just putting me in a better mood and made me think about something else. And,
yeah,
you know, and it just stuck. So
who wants to read Scott's? Pete, you want to read Scott's?
Which one?
Scott Gerke.
Scott. I know, but Scott gave us a bunch.
Read them all, because I think we
gave us some Tomorrowland again.
Okay.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's what
Animal Kingdom Lodge came up a number of times from a couple other people as well. Mm-hmm. He's a big fan of the Disney Springs loop and the Tower of Terror loop, which I know, Chris, you're a fan of as well.
I love the tower. I try to use it as background music for the show, but there's words, and it's very difficult to toss words in, but we use that for dinner all the time. So, yeah, I love the tower. They've captured the essence of that attraction 100%.
Yes, absolutely.
And Pete, I'll read this next one. This is from a Laura Thiesfeld Fitzpatrick. Don't know who she is. Going to butcher the name. Girl.
I think I recognize, like...
She used to have a show, right?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
All right. When I'm at school, I play the Soarin' Exit Loop because it's 3 hours long. I also like the Magic Kingdom Entrance Loop, Main Street, Interventions, International Gateway, Epcot Entrance, and anything Grand Grand plays. Those are my go-to loops. I will.
Epcot Entrance is probably one of my favorites, for sure.
Wait a minute. Laura, did you actually put anything Duran Duran plays?
No. I'm reading my post right now. No. Although I do like Duran
I was going to give you credit if you did.
Well, I do like Duran Duran, but I did not post that in my post.
I was going to say Iron Maiden.
My wedding reception song that I walked into was from Duran Duran, so...
All right.
I mean, I was going to give you credit for if you were saying Duran Duran, but...
Well, I do like them.
Let's head over to the big board, because where I first posted this, it went crazy. And, you know, we are... You know, one of the beautiful things about Disney is there's so many great Facebook groups. But it gets out of hand really quickly because some are full of drama. We all are actually members of the Walt Disney World Connoisseur group, and that's a really good group. It's low on drama. You get a lot of good responses. It's supportive. So this is where I first posted this, and it was exactly the same post. Threw a few pictures up of Pete's favorites, of my favorites. And this one kind of went, this one really, really was popular here. So, you want to start us off, Big Guy, or Laura, you want to start us off?
Well, again, go back to Epcot. David Picchiano mentioned Epcot, and, you know, some of the ones we haven't mentioned is some of the ones from the World Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's referencing any of those, but, you know, Japan is a really fun one, and China, Italy is a nice
one. I just love listening
too.
To the entrance music for Epcot. I had that on for a while the other day.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites, too.
If you check out Kungaloosh Radio's YouTube feed, they have each pavilion. They have anywhere from 35 minutes to an hour long for each pavilion. So if you feel like listening to Morocco one day, they've got 36 minutes for you. If you feel like listening to Germany's Oompa music, which might, they have, you know, 35 or 40 minutes.
Oi.
Yeah, exactly. So but Kungloosh Radio has it. Pete, who's next? Who's up?
Well, Logan Seculo from over at WDW Today. He's mentioned DCA and Adventureland are a couple of his favorites. He also mentioned one from that, what, Universe of Energy or you something up down the road, or I don't know.
Universe of Energy is not down the road. Yeah, no.
It's something that starts with Unis something. I don't know.
Okay. He, in full demonstration of what he wrote, he liked the Universal Islands of Adventure entry music. So, which I know
Pete. Yeah, that's it.
Pete doesn't recognize that as part of the state, but that's okay. So, and I guess in full disclosure, too, Jonathan Johnson from posting from earlier, Jonathan Johnson actually is the podcast host for Diz Radio, too. So, I want to give him a shout out. Thank you for responding there. But the DCA Carnival music, love it. You know what? You guys do need to take a trip out west at least once to see how impressive those parks really are out there. There's a further show coming, a compilation show, and I've got some thoughts that I'm going to definitely earn enemies about how many things I found to be more superior and more convenient over in California than they are in Florida. So there's a future show coming for that. So, here we go. Let's move on down. We got Scott Atula, and I apologize, Scott, if I said the last name wrong. Main Street and New Orleans Square have the best loops. Epcot's Future World is pretty sweet, too. To which, I honestly haven't listened to the New Orleans Square loop other than when I was there. But I did check it out, and it is. It's really good. It's really genius. I loved it. So, Pete, you want to hit David up again?
Yeah, David replied yet again. Animal Kingdom and the Polynesian, one of my favorite places on property. And you did let him know Disney Avenue does have that 3-hour Polynesian loop that he should check out. So,
yep,
that's always fun.
It's on my definitely my work playlist, no doubt about it. Laura, where are we going from here?
Say, let's see here. I'm trying to find one that we haven't really mentioned already, but oh, well, Chris Malik posted that about the Star Tunnel from Space Mountain, that your 12-year-old loves that one, and that's my texting ringtone.
Considers one of her favorite songs.
It is true. Yeah, if I brought her downstairs right now, she'd admit it. It's one of her favorite songs.
Yeah. Well, I like that one.
We want to bring up something nobody else has brought up yet. Ryan Brooks mentioned Mission Space pre-show and Mickey's PhilharMagic.
PhilharMagic. Now, I've not listened to that audio loop, and I still haven't, but I'm going to have to check it out because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed sitting in the theater. So, have you listened to that one, Pete?
I haven't listened to the loop, but I have been in the attraction, so I know the music.
The Mission Space pre-show. I haven't listened to that one either. See, it's a good thing we did this, because now we've been sparked to listen to all these good ones, right?
Hopefully. I hope that features Lieutenant Dan.
He also mentions a Walt Disney World Orlando Loop playlist by Allison Leonard. And I initially said, I'll have to check this out. I've never heard of it. And then as soon as I essentially put her name in the search feature for YouTube, I was like, oh yeah, I've listened to this one before, for sure. This is familiar. So, Danny McMillan, the Italy Pavilion at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
So, can't go wrong again, Laura, right? Every
pavilion's
going to have great music.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are we here? We got a lot of Pete. David again. David's got the best helmet. He goes, it's nice to have others who are also addicted. My wife's always making fun of me. Pete, how do we react when a spouse doesn't support? Well, how do we react to it?
I tried to comfort David. I said, don't worry, David. You're among friends. You're in a safe environment now. And this is basically where, Chris, you enlightened him as to the fact that your 12-year-old daughter lists Star Tunnel from Space Mountain among her favorite songs, which I then told you is considered proper child rearing.
Thank you. I'm sure everyone's spouse is very nice in their own way, but We're talking.
If they're not amongst us, they don't understand.
Correct. And this is important, all right? So this is important stuff we're talking about here. Allison Berrios, what does she respond? She just gives us a yes. Yes, with double exclamation points. Pete, hit us up with Cindy. She's got some new ones.
The Magical Express Loop, I've listened to a number of times, closed my eyes and thought I'd still rather be on a bus right now. Main Street USA again, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the Monorail Loop when she's picking her kids up from school and they open the side door to the minivan, that little bing bong that we all know and love. She loves when that happens and they're opening doors.
That's hysterical. Paul Clifton says, I love them all, too. We all feel that way. I think you can put on any one, and we're going to love it. So,
definitely.
We're down here, getting close to the end, and I figured we'd talk a little bit about the ones that really motivate us and move us. But I do have a question. So this is background loops. Would you consider the original Epcot film, 26 Minutes, would that be a background loop, Pete? If I just put it on and turn the phone over so I don't hear it, is that considered a background loop?
You're talking about the one where Walt was describing the Florida Project?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't... That's tough, because, again, that's pretty much nothing but words.
Yes. Okay, what about if I turn on a pre-recorded complete broadcast of Stacy doing the in-room announcement and turn the phone over? Is that a background loop?
Yeah, that is, because I've done it. I'm sorry. I think we've all listened to Stacy's must-dos. You know, you're having a bad day, or it's just kind of gloomy outside. Like, today was not real nice in the Chicago area. It was windy, rainy. Today would have been a good day to listen to the must-dos.
100%. Hey, we're from New York, right? She's got Sully. Okay, yeah,
so bad.
Laura. Oh. Give us a list. Name this like two or three that are your absolute, no doubt about it, go-tos.
Ones that we... So it's okay to mention ones that we've mentioned already?
Absolutely. Right now, you've got three to listen to tomorrow at work, and what are they?
Okay. Epcot entrance music. Main Street entrance music. And Tomorrowland. Those are my three.
Peter, how about you, buddy?
I gotta go with the Soarin' exit music, the Epcot entrance, and Illuminations.
Interesting.
With Star Tunnel being a very close fourth.
Okay. I am gonna go with 2 hours plus of Trader Sam's Tiki Bar from Disneyland. That is a great loop, and it's like almost 2.5 hours. I love it. That Polynesian loop is kind of cool, but I wouldn't say that's one of my favorites. That Living Seas loop, the old school Living Seas loop, it's so mellow. It is so hard, but yet it's got so many retro Epcot sounds to it as well, too. So that's definitely one of my favorite. And I'll be honest, I think my third is, as much as I love the Tower, it's going to go with the Jungle Cruise. That Jungle Cruise loop always makes me laugh. So, here, kitty, kitty. You know, I can't help but laugh whenever I hear that. Those are definitely ones that if I had a choice to listen to anything at work, those are what I'm listening to.
Awesome.
Laura, let's talk about something. You hit on something earlier, and I know we're probably going to get more feedback on this after we air the show. You pushed up your trip because of free dining, right?
Yes.
All right. Hit us up with that, because obviously as a DVC member, it doesn't really affect us. But if you're not staying as a DVC member or staying borrowed, I mean, you can certainly buy the dining plan. Hit us up with the free dining.
Sure. So I'll just do a quick blurb. Of course, we're sponsored by the Magic for Less, so you don't have to use me, but you can use different Magic for Less agent. But we're happy to help you. On a personal note, I saved one client $1,000 by converting her reservation to free dining. So there's definitely some savings involved. So for those of you who don't know, the free dining offer is just when you book a package with Walt Disney World, five night, five or six day minimum. you can get the dining plan for free. And this year they did change it. If you stay at a value resort or a moderate, you get the free quick service plan, but you can pay the difference to upgrade to the standard plan. And then if you book at a deluxe or a deluxe villa resort, you can get the standard plan for free. So booking dates or booking window is through July 7th. So you've got some time to think about it. But travel window is August 21st through September 30th, November 14th through 20th, November 25th through 27th, and then December 8th through 23rd. So, yeah, we were originally booked through our the end of October for my birthday, but I decided we're going to leave on September 30th. And because we're leaving on September 30th, we get the whole free dining through October 4th. So we're staying at POP, so we paid the difference to upgrade to the standard plan. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth, you know, looking into if you can save some money. That's awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Peter, before we wrap this up, anything you want to cover? Any news you got?
Nothing as of right now.
No. Laura, anything you got?
I'm just was happy to be invited to record this show. I love Disney background loops and I'm obsessed.
You're always invited to record with
well,
us.
Well, no, I know, but you know, I had finally had some time.
Yeah.
To do it. I had a babysitter.
And I guess on that, I'd like to thank you guys for joining me. You know, actually, you know, on a personal note, I appreciate you guys putting up with me. We've been going through, you know, a stressful situation. My father is still, you know, battling some pretty big illness right now. So even things like this helps me, you know, it brings continuity to my life, and it kind of helps, you know, bring regularity to things. So as silly as this is, you know, I really appreciate you guys doing that. And I appreciate everybody who responds and interacts with us on our Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram. So I appreciate the support. I know many of you have reached out to me with that, so I certainly appreciate that. But all right, dudes. So let's bring this to close. Pete, Laura, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you joining me. I appreciate you sitting with me and putting up with my foolishness. For everyone who listened to us and forgave us a review, we certainly appreciate that as well. So for my friends Pete and Laura, have a great evening.
See ya.
Thanks, everybody.
Hello, Chris, real quick. I know we mentioned Greg earlier, but have you had a chance to listen to Greg Nevis' new podcast yet?
Absolutely, I have.
The chat.
All right, so let's do this then the right way. So yeah, our friend Greg has got a podcast. You know, Greg was a Disney podcaster before and is branching out with a different project, you know, in his mind here, where essentially he's just talking to interesting people and wants to know their story. And he's got 3 episodes out right now, and they're all awesome. Linda Malone, fitness expert, and Joel Christopher Payne, which is on Facebook, who's a great artist. And he has another great artist named, I'm going to screw up the name, Shaunine Joy Landau, who's another professional artist and illustrator.
I think she gave his audience some big deal on her artwork.
Yes, and I've listened to it, so I don't want to go and tell you, but there is a really nice discount percentage. So if you're interested, and she does do Disney artwork. She has a unique way of painting on unique surfaces, and that's all I'm going to say there. Check out Greg's podcast, The Chat, and you could find him on Twitter at The Chat Pod, I think, is the Twitter. But if you find out The Chat, you'll find him. Definitely worth listening to. Greg does a great job. Got awesome sound quality.
Absolutely.
Awesome special effects. He does a really great job.
Knew we should have tried to hire him when we had the chance.
Right? We missed that one.